Good morning. This is Peter Irish, CEO of the Barrett Group, and we're talking today with Waffles Natouche, our client concierge, about what our clients are experiencing in their interviews and negotiations right now on the hiring line.
Good morning, Peter. With the lack of public information on hiring activity, it is important to keep our audience informed and aware.
For the audience's background knowledge, Waffles, please summarize how the Barrett Group helps clients find and maintain high-quality career tracks.
Sure, Peter. We are a highly specialized career management firm that, for the last 30 years, has been helping clients clarify their career objectives and then go out and get the job of their dreams. We do this through a five-stage program that comprises these major stages: targeting, packaging, market access, preparation, and onboarding. Clients enjoy the support of a six-member team, including a Focal Point certified clarity coach, a senior career consultant, a writer, a researcher, a negotiation coach, and yours truly, a client concierge. As a result, clients who follow the program have a 90% probability of landing the job of their choice within about 6 months.
Thank you, Waffles. We have quite a few clients out there right now in the interview phase, and I wanted to help listeners understand what those clients on the hiring line are experiencing.
Well, Peter, we had already talked about the increase in virtual interview activity, so I won't address that today. But one striking trend is the uptick in recruiter activity. Often recruiters are fairly passive unless they have an exact match to their search targets, but they seem to have adjusted that behavior somewhat lately.
What do you mean, Waffles? What is different?
I'll give you an example, Peter. Our client, Mark, has been introduced to a large number of executive recruiters over the past 3 weeks as part of our program. He's been spending a great deal of time building relationships with them, and they have been unusually open to extended conversations and general networking. They've been telling him that many of their clients have indeed put the searches on hold for the duration, but that they expect a flood of new job orders once normal business is restored. So they want to build their bench strength with highly placeable and available executives like Mark. When we did the latest email outreach on his behalf last Thursday, he received a call within 20 minutes of the email send from an eager recruiter in North Carolina who has a great opportunity for him right now. He's interviewing tomorrow. He would have a multi-billion dollar P&L at the new job.
That is indeed unusual. Why is this happening, do you think?
The recruiters have been telling our clients directly that business has been temporarily upended, so they've adapted by taking advantage of the extra time in their schedules to start recruiting now for what is sure to happen then. They want to be prepared for the giant rush back.
That's interesting. So was Mark just one example, or do you see a trend here?
Peter, much to our surprise, the number of interviews our clients are obtaining has actually increased over the past several weeks, some of it directly related to the virus. We're working with a 70-year-old retired dentist who wanted to rejoin the workforce. Thanks to the Barrett Group, he received an offer from a company specializing,
Waffles, is that just one example, or do you see a trend here?
Much to our surprise, Peter, the number of interviews our clients are obtaining has actually increased over the past several weeks, some of it directly related to the virus. For example, we're working with a 70-year-old retired dentist who wanted to rejoin the workforce. Thanks to the Barrett Group, he received an offer from a company specializing in breathing assistance technology, where his medical background is greatly appreciated. Another client is in deep discussion with his Barrett Group team over an offer to join a venture capital startup.
Talk to us about how our clients come into contact with recruiters in the first place, Waffles. Can just anyone have that level of contact?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Peter. The Barrett Group has a proprietary method we've developed over several years that is highly effective. One, we work with the client to determine the sectors and industries in which recruiters would be able to place the client. Two, our research department generates a list of recruiters who specialize in those parameters. 3, we develop a highly effective email for the client to begin the conversations. 4, we piggyback on the client's email and send them out so the recruiter sees a direct outreach. 5, the recruiters email and call the client and connect on LinkedIn. They often have active searches and place the client quickly.
That's really interesting, Wavels, and thanks for that. Now let's talk about the companies. What are the companies themselves doing today? What are we hearing about interviews and hiring practices?
Well, you know, Peter, part of my job as client concierge is to gather client movements in real time. So I get information from the consulting staff about the hundreds of clients in process on a continuous basis. What I've learned is it's true that some companies have closed up temporarily, but many companies are adapting and just proceeding with hiring processes through these uncertain times. Overall, our clients are enjoying an unusual amount of activity through the unpublished market, and many companies seem open to building relationships, even if they are not currently advertising.
So while the headlines seem so dire, actually at the organizational levels where the Barrett Group works, executives and C-suite, there is considerable life in the hiring market still. Is that correct?
Well, nobody knows what the future may hold, Peter, but so far, there is a great deal of activity in the job market, even in some of the states that are on full lockdown.
Now, I know about 40% of our clients are unemployed when they first come to us, Wavels. What specific advantage or disadvantage is there for these executives under these market circumstances?
That's a great question, Peter. Here's where a perceived disadvantage can be reversed in the current market. Many employed executives are clinging tightly to their current positions, even if they had been considering a change until recently. This results in our unemployed clients having much lower competition in both unpublished and published opportunities. There's simply a much better access to the decision makers at this time.
Interesting. How should would-be career changers invest their time now, Wavels, given the market situation? What's the best use of their time?
Peter, we will see huge changes in the market over the next quarters as, for example, more and more jobs become virtual. Right now, taking stock of your transferable skills and considering jobs and roles that may both interest you and be more available in 3 to 6 months. That's where executives should focus now.
That sounds suspiciously like our Clarity program, Wavels, the targeting step in our 5-step process.
Exactly, Peter. You can't get there if you don't know where you're going. So now is an excellent time to invest in Clarity so that 3 to 6 months from now, you can land where you want to be instead of being a victim of the whims of the market.
Thank you so much for your time today, Wavels.
Thank you, Peter.